Hello and welcome to the Sporting Witness podcast with me, Mike Lanshin. And today we're going back to the 1994 Soccer World Cup when the Argentine superstar Diego Maradona was sent home after testing positive for a banned substance. I've been speaking to one of Argentina's team doctors at the tournament, Roberto Pedro. It's June 30th, 1994 at the World Cup in the USA, and football's governing body FIFA is about to make a dramatic announcement about Argentina's superstar Diego Maradona.
Analysis of the urine sample have proved to be positive. The player Diego Maradona of the Argentinian national team has therefore violated the provisions of the doping control regulations in the match Argentina-Nigeria.
Tested positive for the banned substance ephedrine, Maradona, possibly the greatest player of his generation, is to be expelled from the tournament. Argentina's fans are left stunned and angry.
He was the heart, soul and the spinal column of this team. We'll miss him terribly.
He may have been the heart and soul of Argentina, but he did something very stupid. And also the Argentinian officials are pretty stupid. They should have controlled him.
Diego was desperate. He was broken. He started crying. He shut himself in his room and didn't want to talk to anyone.
Dr. Roberto Pedro is a respected cardiologist, and he was part of Argentina's medical staff at the World Cup.
Bueno, le fui a decir a Basile que no jugaba. Me lo juntó a los jugadores.
I went to tell the manager, Basile, that Maradona wouldn't be playing. He got all the players together to tell them. It was like being at a funeral. No one spoke. No one joked. We all went like that to the game against Bulgaria. No one said anything all the way to the stadium. It was very ugly.
It was the end of Maradona's 17-year sparkling international career, and for Argentina, a humiliating end to its World Cup hopes. It was all in such contrast to the atmosphere just a few days earlier. USA 1994 had opened with traditional fanfare and sparkle. It was the first time the tournament was to be hosted by a country without a long soccer history. Germany were the defending world champions, but the highlight was to be the return to international football of Diego Maradona, who'd led his country to World Cup success at Mexico in 1986. Now 34, he had already served a short ban for taking cocaine, forcing him out of the game for 2 years, and he was still struggling with physical fitness. But now the magical number 10 was back.
Si yo fuera Maradona.
Maradona was a natural leader, and all the relaxed and fun atmosphere revolved around him. For example, at lunch or supper, he would move around the tables, he'd tell stories about his life, his time in other World Cups. He was someone who brought the players together, and he gave them confidence in what they could achieve.
Though it was Dr. Pedro's first World Cup, he'd been working with all the players, and in particular with Maradona, since long before they'd left Buenos Aires for the tournament.
Both before and during the tournament, we ran tests on his physical ability to gauge his maximum aerobic output, and not just his, but all the players. He was in a much better state than I had expected.
With Maradona's fitness improving, Roberto says that the team was raring to go. And in their first group game against Greece on June 21st, they won convincingly 4-0. More importantly, the Argentine captain played the whole 90 minutes. Argentina's second group game 4 days later was a tougher match against Nigeria, and after just 8 minutes, the athletic and physically strong Nigerians went ahead. But soon the brilliance and speed of Caneggia and Maradona turned the tables. And as half-time approached, the South Americans were 2-1 up. Away from the action, Roberto was in a room beneath one of the stands. He was with FIFA officials and medics from the Nigerian team to select which players would be subject to a random doping test, part of a standard practice in FIFA tournaments.
Y en el momento de salir Maradona, es decir, salir el número 10,
when the number 10 came out, Maradona's number, everyone went a bit crazy. The FIFA guys, the other doctors. I remember people saying, we've got to get a camera, because in those days, of course, no one had camera phones, so we could take a picture with Maradona when he comes in for testing.
There's a famous photograph from that day of a smiling and joking Diego Maradona walking off the pitch at the end of the game, which Argentina won 2-1, hand in hand with a young American nurse dressed in a white tunic and trousers. She was part of the FIFA medical team. Roberto had got chatting to her as they'd both waited for the final whistle.
Cuando termina el partido, le digo, bueno, vení conmigo.
When the game finished, I said to her, come with me because you can appear with Maradona in photos across the world. She smiled and came onto the pitch. Afterwards, there was lots of criticism in the media here about the nurse, about how she'd come onto the pitch to get Maradona, and that there must have been some sort of conspiracy by FIFA sending her out to collect him. But it really wasn't like that at all.
Still at that stage, no one was unduly worried. Maradona gave his urine sample, along with another Argentine player and the two Nigerians who'd been selected for testing. Then both teams went back to their hotels. It wasn't until the following day that Roberto got an urgent call from Julio Grondona, head of Argentina's Football Association.
Y me dice, mira, hay un problema. Parece que apareció un doping positivo. Sería Diego.
He said to me, there's a problem. Diego has been tested positive for doping. You've got to call Sepp Blatter. And he gave me his number. Call him, he told me. See what he says. So I tried several times, but I couldn't get through. Then the other team doctor came along, and I told him what had happened, and he said, I'll try and call Blatter. After about 20 minutes, he got through to him. He came back and said, look, Blatter told me it was Maradona. There's nothing that can be done about it. It was him, and it's positive.
What did you expect Blatter to say, that he would sort things out?
No.
We weren't seeking any sort of deal. We just wanted to say to Blatter that we hadn't given him anything, and that it seemed impossible to us, since we hadn't given him anything at all.
But it soon became clear that one of Maradona's personal medics had prescribed him a drug, supposedly to help him lose weight, which contained the banned substance ephedrine, commonly used in cold remedies. Roberto is adamant that neither he nor the other team doctors knew about it, and that the player himself was also unaware that he was taking a banned substance. After a second test was also positive, Maradona was expelled from the tournament.
Ahí se empieza a enterar todo el mundo, por lo menos en Argentina, porque
everyone back in Argentina knew by then. I rang home and my little daughter answered the phone, and the first thing she asked me was, what's happened to Dieguito? What's happened to Dieguito?
¿Qué le pasó a Dieguito? ¿Qué le pasó a Dieguito? Me decía la nena, ¿no?
Without their star player, Argentina went on to lose 2-0 to Bulgaria in their next game, although they did still qualify for the knockout stages. But in the next round, they were beaten 3-2 by an impressive Romanian team. Maradona watched the game from the stands. His international career was over. Roberto Pedro returned to his practice in Buenos Aires. But far from feeling betrayed by Maradona, he says that the two men have kept in touch. And it's clear that he still doesn't hold it against Maradona for what went on at USA 94.
Muchos años después, él estuvo mal del corazón, yo lo fui a buscar.
Many years later, when he had heart problems, I went to fetch him in a private jet in Uruguay and brought him back here to a sanatorium, and I treated him there. I've seen him lots of times and had dinner with him. The last time we met up was about a year and a half ago.
And haven't you ever complained to him about why he didn't mention the medicine that he was taking?
No, I didn't really tell him off about it. On one occasion, I did say to him, you should have told me you were taking that stuff. And he replied, yes, but I thought it was all vitamins. With the passage of time, there are many things that you come to regret, and this is one of them. That's all he said.
Y nada más, eso fueron las únicas palabras.
That was Dr. Roberto Pedro, who was one of the medics for Argentina's national team at the World Cup in USA 1994. He was speaking to me, Mike Lanchin, for Sporting Witness. Thanks for listening.